Again, this was not a passive thing of him just lifting his hands. That's an initial state. He says, I will do this to them. This is God actively coming against them. When we have been given so much insight and so much knowledge about the goodness of our God, and we speak against him and perform actions against him, he will actively destroy us. Okay, we are in Isaiah, just finished Isaiah chapter 2, and Isaiah is continuing on in the same vein of speaking about what it's going to look like in that time of tribulation, and what it's going to look like to the particularly in Jerusalem and in Judea, this province, this state in which Jerusalem resides. So let's start reading from chapter 3, verse 1 of Isaiah. For behold, the Lord God of hosts is going to remove from Jerusalem and Judah both supply and support, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water. The mighty man and the warrior, the judge and the prophet, the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, the counselor and the expert artisan, and the skillful enchanter. And I will make